A man is in a critical condition in hospital this morning following an incident near the Grand Canal at Leeson Street in Dublin city centre yesterday afternoon. We can talk now to our Dublin correspondent, John Kilrain. John, this was a man who doesn't have a permanent home. He was living in a tent. Can you just take us through what happened?
Well, it seems that Dublin City Council, in conjunction with Waterways Ireland, were taking part in what they call a clearing operation. This is an ongoing thing that they are trying to stop these tent encampments of homeless people that have been springing up around the city. Obviously, they were unaware that one of the tents, there was a homeless person still in there. This happened around lunchtime yesterday near Leeson Street Bridge. Near Leeson Street Bridge. An industrial vehicle was being used to clear the tents. When it became known that there was someone there, he was taken to hospital, to St Vincent's Hospital. It's understood he's undergone surgery, is in a serious condition and has suffered life-changing injuries.
And has the council or Waterways Ireland said anything about this?
We've put in a query to a number of agencies, including Dublin City Council. We do know that the issue of these tent encampments has been an ongoing issue for a number of years. The Dublin Regional Homeless Executive are not in favour of giving tents to homeless people. They will give out sleeping bags. All the charities that work with them will give out sleeping bags, and not with tents, which they say pose particular problems. We've had encampments of up to 15 tents up in Drumcondra on the Royal Canal, and then there's a lot of complaints then from residents about what you know subsequently happens. Then you have a lot of problems with antisocial behaviour and other people getting attracted into the area. That's an issue that has been going on for a couple of years there. Also, tents present particular difficulties for the homeless agencies trying to get in contact with homeless people, in that they don't know if they're awake, or they can't disturb them while they're in the tents.
Yes, I remember, I think it was last year, one of our reporters on Morning Ireland spoke to some of the men who live in tents, and I think they said they do it because they feel safer and they prefer their own company to the perhaps crowded conditions of hostels.
Well, that's the ongoing thing. An ongoing problem is that people do not want to sleep, particularly in the one-night-only hostels, basically because of robbery, drug-taking and aggression. A lot of these hostels are low-threshold hostels, where they're just trying to provide a roof for the night for people who might be taking drugs or might be intoxicated. But this will cause problems. And that's basically what the issues are, that it's robbery is the big problem, followed by drug taking and aggression that they get in these hostels. There are moves now to make what they call standard temporary accommodation, STAs, where people get 6 months, they can have their own bed that they can come and go.
Okay.
They're trying to get more and more of those facilities rolled out.
Okay. Well, our thoughts with this poor man this morning. Thank you very much indeed, John Kilrain, our Dublin correspondent. It's 2 minutes to 9.